Okay.
Now, Chris Melmoth, she drew Anne's attention to Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Chris admits she had a very rocky young life, and she ended up in jail on serious charges, and she met Sandra Wilson there, and she told Anne about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Anne, who had loose associations with the Push, which were the main sort of origins of the Many Women Behind Bars, it was a very anarchistic group.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia Bell, now on the High Court. Julie McCrossan, Anne Summers, Liz Fell, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Discovered Sandra Wilson and wrote about it. And what was discovered was that Sandra Wilson had indeed killed somebody, a total stranger, but she was caught in this sort of legal limbo, which was at the governor's pleasure,
mm-hmm.
which is when you... She was... she gave herself up. She appeared before... She was charged with murder, but before she was tried, she was declared insane, so she couldn't be tried. And she was declared insane and sent to a psychiatric institution. So she was not guilty on the grounds of insanity in a psychiatric institution. But then she was treated and she was found to be sane. And then she was transferred to a women's prison. So this is what the catchphrase, not guilty, not insane. And she was still in jail at the governor's pleasure, and she had been applying for parole every year. And she'd been there 17 years. And, you know, the life sentence for somebody who actually consciously, deliberately murders somebody that they hate,
mm-hmm.
they're out before that, well before that.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't. There was no way that could be worked out of how to get her out unless the parole board agreed.
Mm-hmm.
So... Women Behind Bars took up the cudgels on Sandra Wilson's behalf. So we all, Women Behind Bars, part of Women's Liberation, one of the groups, organised visits. Because if she was going to be released, she had 17 years and nothing, no connection whatsoever with the outside world. And she'd killed because she was a lesbian and had been persecuted because she was a lesbian. So she had... She had, in jail, she'd done all kinds of things, but she'd also written a manuscript about her life and why she did what she did, which she gave to Anne to use.
Mm-hmm.
And it was passed around. It was an extraordinary manuscript. It really was. Raw. She could write, but it was... You know, not sophisticated, it was direct. So I didn't organise the discrimination tribunal, the guys did.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Dwell, Bonsall, whatever. But I spoke at that tribunal on behalf of Sandra Wilson. I read an extract from her manuscript. I had the chapters and I worked with the chapters and extracted them.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was used, and I shortened it and edited it, and was used in a lot of women's publications. But it was Sandra's words that I just edited.
Mm-hmm.